enjoy another round of race and rock with Dragnus.com. Staging in the left lane is your host, founder and creator of the Drag List, Bill Pratt. And in the right lane, John the Wildcat One. You're going to hear news and interviews from the world of drag racing, both now and then. So get yourself situated, pull your belts tight, grab your favorite beverage, and get ready for some race and rock.
Happy Monday, everybody. Welcome to Racing and Rocking with Draglist.com, produced and broadcast by the Zeus Radio Network for Racers Reunion Radio. I'm Bill Pratt. It's great to be with you tonight because tonight we feature nostalgia funny car racer Bill Walls. He's been tearing up the Ohio tracks with supercharged motors for decades. I'm going to ask him some racing questions. John's going to ask him some rocking questions. And you can join our live chat during the show at racersreunion.com. We're also broadcasting live on our Facebook Drag List fan page, so go out there and find us and join in the fun. Without further ado, Bill Walls, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you for having me. This is really exciting. Thank you very much.
Really great to have you on here. You got a great history of supercharged racing in Ohio, culminating in the brand new Nitro Flyer 2 funny car. I want to talk about that car a little bit. We'll talk about all the great machines you've run over the years, or many of them that I know about, and then we'll talk about the big bad race that's coming up this weekend at Pittsburgh, the Funny Car Nationals. That'll feature 31 other cars plus you, at least 32 cars in the field. So really excited and glad to have you here tonight.
Thank you.
Well, let's talk about the Nitro Flyer 2. You know, I know you raced dragsters, and you raced funny cars, and then you raced dragsters again on Nitro for a while, and then you came back to funny cars. What made you decide to put together this great-looking Dodge Omni, or I guess a Charger? What are you calling it?
It's a Dodge Omni. Yeah, 1979 Dodge Omni body, and it's powered by a 470 cubic inch Hemi with a 1471 supercharger. The standard fare for most of our type of racing, and we've been working the bugs out of it. It's a new car, and I bought it out of Chicago area for a gentleman up there, and we've been working hard to get the bugs out of it. We've been working on it, as a matter of fact, today, just to get some of the. We did find a few problems with it too, so I'm expecting good things for the Funny Car Nationals.
That's outstanding. Well, you know, we've been tracking you for really decades now, because 86 is the first entry on the drag racing list for Bill Walls. It was the running on empty we call it a top dragster blown, but it was just to stick it into a category. You raced with the Supercharged Outlaws with that machine, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. That was probably the best car I've ever owned as far as reliability and consistency goes. And it won me, I can't even tell you how many races, two or three points championship for the Outlaws. It was just a great experience.
It was outstanding. I mean, and that thing was just consistent. How did, I know that, they had every make and manner of a supercharged car back there. I mean, from door slammers to, you know, full-bodied, heavy-duty cars to dragsters to alters. How did you guys line up back then? How did they even out the ETs? Or did you run on an index, or how did that work?
Yeah, we ran on a 790 index. And it worked out really great because, most of the cars were lightweight cars, and they got down the track really nice.
Oh, they were great. And some of the great names, that we know today came out of that circuit. You know, the Maisies, of course, are old pals, and of course, a couple of guys that went all the way up to Nitro now, of course, his name's going to go. Oh, Dean, right? Dean and Don eventually went to run Nitro Funny Cars, and they started out back then. So those are the great days. I'm an old Ohio guy myself. I used to race at Thompson in the 70s.
What a great track.
Wet behind the ears and didn't know what I was doing, but the big man on campus then was Mark Powick with his Roadrunner. He was the Super Pro champ, you know.
Yes, he was. You know, could I add a few names of those people that came out of those circuits?
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, like Mike McIntyre Sr.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nitro Funny Car, yeah. Mark Thomas. Oh, you know, how many times was he Alcohol World Champion? Oh, my.
Right.
And Jim Oddy and right. the Dustman Brothers.
Absolutely. The Dustmans are super awesome. And they, you know, they ran that circuit forever and then went to Jets and did all kinds of great stuff. But, wow. Yeah, it was an awesome circuit. And I love those circuits. I love circuit racing. I mean, it's kind of why it takes it all the way. And Denny's kind of bringing it back here. You know, like Bob Flock for years, you know, took the mantle. And I think, did you run with Bob when he and Kathy had that circuit?
Oh, geez, yeah. I ran from 1989 to 2001 with the Mid-America Funny Car Circuit, which Bob and Kathy started.
That's fantastic. So that was the All-American years. He had the Corvette called All-American, and that thing, you know, was tough, solid six-second performer.
Yeah, I bought that out of Michigan. Someone named Bob Pickett. It was actually a nitro car, and with some help from the guys in the circuit, I converted it over to an alcohol car. And, boy, it ran really well. It really did.
Oh, no kidding. I did not know that was the former Bob Pickett machine.
Yes. Yes, it was.
Cool. Yeah, that was a fast car. A lot of good runs on it. And then, while we're on the history here, tell us about the Racer One car, the Pontiac Firebird. Was that essentially the same car rebodied, or did you go with a different dealer?
No, that was a whole different car. It was the chassis. Boy, I can't remember the chassis builder's name, but he was from Ohio here. He built Mark Thomas's cars.
Okay, and, Gordy Petula?
Yes, there we go. Thank you very much. Yes, Gordy. That was probably the best driving car I ever owned. It was consistent, and it would hook up anywhere. It didn't matter where.
That's cool. Did you run that on the same circuit there, or was that, did you...
Yeah. I ran that with Bob and Kathy Flaw, the Mid-America Circuit, and unfortunately I had the bad experience of 2001 that I went down to Music City Raceway in Nashville, and I crashed a car down there because the brake lever broke off of my hand.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and what's ironic about it, you know, we all go through life and a lot of us get an attitude that things happen for a reason, you know, and the year before, if you ever been down to Music City Raceway, there's a very short shutdown area, and there's a kind of like a what's called a bowl down at the bottom end, and then there's a short sand trap. Then you go off the mountain.
Oh, my
gosh. Dead serious. You go off the mountain. And so when I went down there that year, that year that I went down there, it was like in July or August, they had put up a net down there for the first time so you wouldn't go off the mountain. And I ended up in that net that day.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. You know, I think I talked with Kepner about that at times, and I don't know if he was there at that day, but he talked about somebody going on. I don't know if that track, another one of those crazy mountain tracks where the guy was literally had gone off, you know, and was hanging like off the side of the mountain in the net. That may very well have been you. Wow.
Yeah, it probably was. It was a bad experience, let me tell you.
Well, no doubt. So that kind of answers perhaps my next question, because I see a gap then between 2001 to 2009 when you came back with the Nitro Flyer top fuel car. Was that, you know, did it take you 8 years to kind of rebuild and recover to get going?
Well, I had another front engine car that just had my name on it, front engine Nitro car that just had my name on it, and that was actually how I got into the Nitro. I wanted to try it, so I did, and I wasn't particularly fond of the car. It ran well. It probably ran faster than I should have went in it, but it was a nice car, but it was just the visibility, and it was horrible. You couldn't see over the motor at all.
Right.
And driving a car like that, you have to have 3 points to steer yourself down a track, side vision on both sides and down the track to center yourself properly. You couldn't see that. My old saying was, if there was a semi parked in the racetrack, I'd run into it because I'd never see it.
Right. Yeah, and you can't be flitting your eyes around. You got to be focused on a point in the distance, right, and know where it's going. But that does leave you vulnerable with those blind spots on both sides.
Yes,
really
exactly.
Well, how did you do with that car? I mean, in terms of performance, it's one of the things I'm remiss on. I've got the car listed for 4 years, I think 2009 to 2013 at least, but I didn't have any times listed. Do you have...
The best time I got out of the car was a 622 at about 240, right around there.
Nice. Well, that's right competitive.
Yeah, and what was great about it was I don't think I ever broke anything in the car. It was great.
Wow, that's awesome.
All right.
That's the kind of nitro car you want to run, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nitro doesn't break parts. I have an old saying that says that nitro waits for you to make a mistake and then it takes advantage of it.
Jumps on it. And excuse me, I did a lot of announcing this weekend and I kind of rasped out my voice. But so that takes us to the newest car, right? So the Omni comes after the Nitro Flyer, painted up much in the same way. It's called the Nitro Flyer 2. And so on we go, back to the funny cars. It sounds like you kind of prefer the floppers to the dragsters, or is that the case?
I'll tell you what, I the floppers are really fun to drive. I think that's the biggest thing about them. You really get a different feel in the funny car than you do the dragster. I think you actually get a better feel in the funny car than a dragster. You sit up higher, and the visibility is a little better, depending what kind of supercharger you have on and injection and stuff. But I think I really, after getting back into the Nitro Flyer now, I think I like the funny car a little better for driving.
Sounds good. Well, tell us about the weekend. What do you think? You got quite a few names, tons and tons of cars coming from all East and Midwest. And I saw some guys had their cars on the road, were coming from parts unknown. They were getting to Illinois and thinking they were doing pretty good. So that's telling me they're coming from quite a distance.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, Dennis Salzwimmer has put together one heck of an event here. Dennis has done such a fantastic job of promoting this thing. It's unbelievable. He's got sponsors, and people are falling in line right behind us, and the competition's going to be really tough. They're going to run a Chicago-style elimination, and it's going to be tough. So hopefully we'll do well with the new things we found wrong with the car, and we get them straightened around.
Sounds good. So you guys are going to go Chicago style. So everybody is going to make a couple of runs, and then the two quickest come back for the winner.
Exactly right. So you'll have if you have 32 cars, you're going to have 64 passes, and then two finalists.
So cool. Well, I tell you what. You've been up and down the road here since at least '86, running these wild cars with the Supercharged Outlaws and the Bob and Kathy Flock series. Yeah, you must have a couple of crazy road stories from those days. You got a couple you could share with us?
Yeah, racing for 51 years and you've been on the highway, you got some stories. But the one sticks in my brain was coming back from Canada, was driving through Chicago coming back from a race in Canada. It's like 3:30 in the morning or maybe even 4 o'clock, and there was hardly any traffic, and there was a car in front of us, and this car started bouncing off the guardrail. And literally bouncing off the guardrail. We had hit it, bang him into it again, bounce off it, bang, and we go, whoa, what's going on here? So finally it stopped, and we pulled up behind it, and here's this girl, inside, young girl, probably 19, maybe 20, and she's spilled her wine all over herself. She's drunker than a skunk. and she's crying because her boyfriend dumped her, and she's going to go to it. Now, we were in Chicago, Illinois. She's going to drive this way to go to Ohio at Kent State to see him. And I said, no, I don't think you're going to do that. I reached in and took the keys out of the car and called the cops, and they came and took her away.
Yeah, poor buddy. I had a similar thing happen on my way to Virginia Beach to see my son in the Navy a couple, months ago, maybe a year. My wife and I were playing tag team with this girl all the way down the road. I rarely make the call, but I had to call that time. I said, you guys got to come get this person. And, she zipped ahead, and we came up upon him with the lights flashing. She was way beyond needing to be on the road, that's for sure.
But, yeah, you never know what you're going to run into on the highway.
Well, you know what, Bill, I'm gonna turn you over to John Balkeman for a second, because we've been talking about some racing, but it's time to talk about a little bit of rocking, and you're obviously from the area that does it, the best location in the nation for rock and roll. But that doesn't have to be your favorite type of music, though. John, take it away.
Yeah, that's the thing, Bill. We'd like to know what your favorite kind of music is.
Rock and roll. Oldies or, like I say, I love Led Zeppelin. I just love them.
Uh-huh.
And Journey and the Beach Boys.
I hear Journey is going to reunite for a tour this summer.
Yes, yes, that's what I heard, too. I haven't heard anything else about it. I haven't heard any schedule or anything, but I understand that's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah, in fact, I think they either played here recently or they're going to play here in the next couple of weeks, and everybody going, Journey, Journey, Journey. I said, well, yeah, cool. You know, I play in a band, and we do oldies, and, you know, soul hits from the 50s and 60s, old-time rock and roll and blues. And
you love what I just bought. I just bought Aretha Franklin.
Great. You got it, man. We do Chain of Fools.
Wow, wow.
And the other night, well, actually, this lady, this local singer, sat in with us, and she sang Baby, 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 I Love You. I Love You, yeah.
Yep.
The Aretha Franklin song. So, yeah, I can relate to everything you're saying. I think it's outstanding. And I was wondering if you've been to any concerts lately or anything you'd like to let us know about.
Well, we kind of have right. My shop, my speech shop is in downtown Warren, and we have a gentleman here that owns a restaurant, and he puts on some fantastic rock and roll. He's also my sponsor, Kenny Hedaris from the Sunrise Inn, and we have an amphitheater down here that he puts rock and roll shows on, and he brings in the best tribute bands in the world, and it's amazing what he does. They pack them in every Saturday.
That's fantastic. What city is this that we're talking about?
Warren, Ohio.
Oh, Warren, Ohio. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You can find it on the net at I forgot what it was now. The website. Well, I can't recall what it is, but it's the Warren Amphitheater. If you just probably do a search on Warren Amphitheater, it'll come up with his shows there, because he puts them on every weekend.
I sure will. I'll do that tonight after the show. What about when you're on your way to the races or you're getting ready to make a pass in your funny car? Do you ever have a song that gets in your mind that gets you pumped up and ready to go out there and win?
Sure. 409 by the Beach Boys.
That's a cool song. Yeah, that's for sure. So, yeah, man, that's... Yeah. You know, I think you and I are about the same age anyway, and we probably have the same background in our, you know, our musical upbringing and everything. I believe that our generation now, you know, my sons might disagree with me on this because they're into the hard stuff, but I just love the old time from the beginning up until about 1990, 1992, or something like that. I really enjoyed all that music. I even enjoyed disco. I thought it was rock and roll. It's just, but I don't take a steady diet of it, you know. I like live bands and so forth, but yeah, man, that's great.
I got a stack of CDs in my shop. A lot of times I'll go in on a Saturday or Sunday, and I'll just put a CD in. I got a 6-CD player and put them in there and just blast it as loud as I can get it and just go to work. It's great.
I think we found the right guy here.
Yeah, we did. Well, we're going to see you this weekend. We'll be there and at the Fun and Car Nationals, and we're looking forward to seeing you there.
Oh, you stop bet. Over, please, at the trailer.
Yes,
right,
we will.
So it sounds good. Well, I tell you what, Bill, it's been great to have you on, man. Really, really appreciate it. Looking forward to seeing you this weekend. If I can get my act together, I may pull Denny onto the show here in a second. But
please do. Yes, yes.
But yeah, I ran out of phone lines, and I need to see if I can do them on this crazy Skype thing that John and I do. But we will see you there, sir. Absolutely, because John and I are both coming up there. Wouldn't miss it, and looking forward to stopping by and saying hello.
I predict you'll have a fantastic time.
Well, he's a soothsayer, too, and I think you're going to be very successful at that, too, because I'm confident that's
very
true.
Very good.
Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Walls with the Nitro Flyer 2 will be at the Funny Car Nationals this weekend. If you're anywhere near the Midwest, get on up there to Pittsburgh Dragway and check it out. Thank you, Bill.
Oh, yeah, sure. Take care.
All right. Let's turn it over to John Bachelman for this week's JB's Take and the Racer of the Week. John, take it away.
Well, thanks, BP. My pick for Racers of the Week are Joey and Nicole Amaral from Makawao, Maui, Hawaii. Joey and Nicole were recommended to me by our friend and the admin of the 808 Fuel page, Michael Baba Balbarino. Thanks, Michael. The 808 Fuel page has all the latest information on motorsports in the Garden State, and it's definitely worth checking out. Joey and Nicole have been drag racing in Hawaii for many years, and they are one of the most popular and respected drag racers in the state. The drag racing community in Hawaii is a family, and everybody was thrilled for them to be featured. Not only that, but it's an honor on my part to be in a position to give recognition to our friends in Hawaii. Joey's race car is a 23T altered called the Boogeyman. It has a 540 cubic inch big block Chevy in it, and it runs 780 ETs in the quarter mile. And Joey won a couple of championships with it recently. Nicole's beautiful pink and white dragster also has a 540 cubic inch mid-block Chevy, and it runs 790s. Nicole has been racing the 68 Camaro for around 15 years and recently started racing the dragster that they purchased for her, being that she wanted to step it up and run with fast gas, as it is called, at Maui Raceway Park. She's been doing really well. In fact, she recently won a shootout, which was incredibly exciting for both her and Joey. The Amaral's children, who practically grew up at the track, will soon be racing the Camaro and joining Joey and Nicole at the track. The next adventure is running a blown alcohol funny car, which Joey and Nicole recently acquired. It is the Fuelish Pleasure Mustang of Gary Clapshaw fame, and it will hopefully be ready next year sometime. Joey sent me a picture of the car in his shop, and it looks as good now as it did when I saw GC race it here back in 98. Joey said you can still purchase the TyCast replicas of it off eBay and Amazon. This is, in my opinion, one of the most significant finds of historical importance in our sport, and it will be an epic ride once they get it up and running. Joey and Nicole would like to thank everyone who's helped them along the way. JN Auto Upholstery, Kimo Kayama, the Lions Club of Maui, Stan's Engine Repair, Karis Designs, D&D Towing, Maui Toyota, Bob's Auto Refinishing, Sportcraft Racing, and KV Performance. We'll keep up with y'all's racing when they get the Camaro out there, when the kids are running it, and we're really excited about y'all having the Fuelish Pleasure Mustang, Joey. We wish you and Nicole good luck, safe racing, and the best of times in the future. Back to you, BP.
All right, thank you, John. JB's taking the Race of the Week. Great, as always. I'm going to talk about a couple of lost friends, which is a large list because we are off for a week. But as soon as that happens, we're going to get Mr. Denny Salzwimmer on the phone to talk about this big Funny Car Nationals this weekend, and we'll wrap things up. So without further ado, on the 27th, Paul Trussell, the owner of the Pro Mod car that Ed Hoover drove to so much success, passed away. Farewell, Paul. Fred Jackson passed on the 6/28. Robert Tignelli, the painter of the Logie cars, the Logie chassis cars, was 98 years old. Also passed on 6/28. Farewell, sir. Bill Crosby, he owned the Scorpion and lately was a Cackle Car participant. He passed on the 6/29. Eric Boyd, he was a dragster owner and driver from Division II, passed away on July 2nd. And Terry Chandler, our dear friend, a supporter of the Make-A-Wish and Infinite Warrior Funny Cars with Don Schumacher Racing, passed away from brain cancer at age 65 on the 4th. Tommy Faust, an early Top Fuel crew member and one of the great, great families in Southern California drag racing, passed away Left quite a hole. He passed on the 6th. And then Randy Bro, a bracket racer from Indy, passed away on the 8th. It's our sad duty to report that every week, but proud to say that we knew you guys and gals when you were with us. Thanks for everything. And let's now turn it over. I think we have Mr. Denny Salzwimmer on the phone. Denny, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Hi, Bill. How you doing tonight?
We're doing so great. Great to have you on tonight. And we talked about this gigantic funny car race you have going on this weekend. So we got just a couple minutes to go, but tell us a little bit about that. What can folks see?
Well, we're having our 10th annual Funny Car Nationals at Keystone Raceway Park. We're looking forward to having at least a 28-30 car count. We might be able to get past 32. Don't know yet, but it's going to be the first event we held at Keystone Raceway Park. Greg Miller, the manager and soon-to-be owner, is very pleased and excited to have this event at his track. And he did a lot of work to bring great Good Vibration Motorsports on board as a event sponsor. And they're excited, so excited that they're actually bringing two cars out from California, which as far as I know, keeping track on Facebook, they should just about be through Ohio at this point. And, yeah, that's pretty exciting that, you know, they think enough that this event might be something really fun to come all the way from California. We got people coming from Massachusetts, Florida. We've got a lot of guys that have never been at this event before, some that have been at this event from its inception back in 2008. And it's just going to be a lot of fun. The thing's actually going to be live streamed at Motor Mania TV. At the end of the night, we're going to have fireworks. Of course, we're going to have a killer fire or a killer burnout contest. And it's we're so excited to get to this point. And as you can see by all of the all of what's going on Facebook and everywhere else, that this should be the funny car event of the year.
Oh, it sounds like I can't wait to get up there. And thanks. We're also having our Drag List Nationals up there, and Denny has been very kind to carve us out a little bit of pit space up there and take good care of us. So we're really looking forward to bringing the whole crew up there and helping you take over Pittsburgh Raceway.
That's going to be fun. I'm glad that you guys have decided to have your reunion at our event. It's kind of an honor, and we will take care of you. And I just can't say enough that what everybody, the spectators and everything, are gonna see. It's gonna be a fantastic event. Every year we think it's gonna be a great event, but this year I feel very, very strong that this is gonna be the best event. We've got a great great event T-shirt, which we sold them out last year. So, anybody's interested, they got to come early and buy. Come early and buy many.
Right. That's what Kepner said. Kepner said it's absolutely going to be sold out. It's guaranteed. So, and that's another thing. Brett Kepner will be announcing. Right, the one of the greatest announcers in motorsports. He was awesome last year, and he's going to do it again this year. So, folks, you don't get a chance to see him. Hear him live often, except for the big races, and this is one of them.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that we were able to get together 3 years ago, and he showed enough interest in our event, and now that we kind of got him on board, it definitely makes the event a whole lot more exciting for the spectators. I mean, it's Brett is the encyclopedia of drag racing, and especially funny cars, but the first year he did some of the bracket announcing while he was at Quaker City, and just the things that he knows even makes that exciting. For instance, there was an odd car, and he says, "Oh, well, that's such and such, and so had one of those back in '57, and this, that, and the other," and it's great. And we're also able to have a couple of legends on board that I know of now, and I hope that maybe some others will be coming in. But Jay Howell of Ram Charger fame is coming up from Florida. I believe Arnie Karp is going to be helping out Paul Zona with his car and his tribute car. And then Ken Motz, a local guy, he's going to be there, and I'm sure Brett will be interviewing all of those.
Awesome. Well, Denny, thank you so much for joining us, buddy. We'll see you in just a couple days, and have a great event. And ladies and gentlemen, we got to roll because I ran out of time. Thank you, Denny. But thanks for everything, guys, and we'll catch you next week. Bye-bye.